The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, this program is designed to discuss the challenges that especially the youth do face in today's day and age, as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. So today as well, we're going to be discussing a very important challenge that youth do face, as well as how we can overcome or work our way through this challenge, inshallah, azza wa jalla. But before we get into our topic of discussion, let's first remind ourselves of a beautiful benefit that we receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salawat 80 times on the day of Friday, 80 years of his sins are forgiven. Subhanallah, azza wa jalla, what a beautiful benefit for the recitation of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every day is a wonderful day for salawat, but on the day of Friday, it's important that we increase our salawat even more, inshallah, azza wa jal. Today's topic of discussion is one that's very important for us all, something we all face on a day-to-day basis. We go through life with this upon our shoulders, and it is coping with stress. Yes, we all face stress in some way or the other, and today we're going to discuss coping through that stress, inshallah, azza wa jal. But before we get any further into our topic, let's listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us refresh our iman, let us strengthen our love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just after the kalam, we'll be back to discuss today's topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulullah, يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ
روح نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ روح نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دے انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ خدا
وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ خدا کہ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ خدا وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے شکلوں کو جوڑ دیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی وہ لو آب پاک سے جوڑ دیں وہ لو آب پاک سے جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ پھر اس کے شکلوں کو جوڑ دیں انہیں اختیار دیا گیا وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, how much of joy we feel when we listen to the blessed praises of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It increases our love for him, and it's a sign of our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we love to hear our beloved praised sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yes, and today's topic of discussion, as we promised that when we get back from the kalam, we're going to discuss that is coping with stress. We all face some sort of challenge, some sort of pressure in our lives. And sometimes this does somewhat disturb the inner peace that a person might feel. Now, there are various types of stress, no doubt about it. We have stress that is quite short-term and stress that is long-term. We have stress that is actually helpful and stress that could be called chronic stress that could gradually cause one's focus as well as productivity to decrease. So today we're going to discuss how we can cope with that stress. And today our focus is more on the chronic type of stress, on the stress that is rather harmful for us. For that stress which is acute, that stress which is short-term stress, those stresses are sometimes good for us if they are handled in a positive light. Just think, students have the stress of examinations, and if they use that positively, what happens? It makes them study, or it motivates them to study better for the examinations. They study, they work well through it, and then they achieve good results. And most importantly, they ensure that that knowledge is well filed in their minds. However, there are some sorts of stresses that are long-term, that are chronic, that are a little bit too much for people to be able to manage. And this usually happens as well when acute stresses are piled up one upon the next, without knowing how to cope with it, without developing coping mechanisms, and sometimes, yes, without seeking the help that is required. And in today's day and age, this has become even more rife, for there are so many things that we are all engaged in. There are so many different avenues of life, walks of life, that a single person, one person is walking. Yes, you have your homework, you have your time at home with your family, you have your work out of the house, you have your friend circles, you have your religious circles as well. And in today's day and age, where we carry our technological devices wherever it is that we go, we carry that workload wherever it is that we go. Just think, in today's day and age, how many people do we speak to on a day-to-day basis? So many people, so many different situations. Every time someone takes out their phone, sometimes they might have 10 new messages. And those 10 messages might be from 10 different walks of life, from 10 different people dealing with 10 different situations. And in a matter of minutes, a person is replying to all of those messages, absorbing all of that in, trying to make sense of them all, giving advices on all of those situations, or taking advices on many of those situations, trying to navigate their way through different walks of life. And all of this becomes a lot for people at once. If it's one at a time, one a day, it wouldn't be as much. But just consider that, how much is upon people, how much do people find upon their shoulders in today's day and age? And if that is a young person that is dealing with this, then it might just become quite difficult to cope. So today, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to discuss various coping mechanisms to get us through our daily stress, to help us to cope with the stress that we do face. Now, firstly, alhamdulillah, Islam provides this comprehensive framework to manage stress. And alhamdulillah, the first point that we have as Muslims to lean on is the advice from the Holy Quran, that whatever the difficulty is that we are facing, whatever the challenge is that we are facing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us ease after that challenge. It doesn't last forever. There's a beautiful saying in English that there's always light at the end of the tunnel. So if we are continuously going through this dark and challenging tunnel, eventually there is going to be light and we are going to get out. The Holy Quran beautifully tells us, translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed with hardship there is ease. Indeed with hardship there is ease. Alhamdulillah. And what does this give to our hearts? It gives us hope that whatever my hardship, whatever the difficulty, whatever the challenge, ease is soon to follow. So it doesn't give us a chance to get depressed. It doesn't give us a chance to feel too down, because we know that over the top of the hill, there's something beautiful coming. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Most importantly, a Muslim has a very strong hope in his or her heart, because a Muslim's heart is a heart that is filled with tawakkul ala Allah, filled with trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this helps us not to despair. It helps us not to give up, that no matter what it is that we are facing, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is with us. We know that Allah azza wa jal will not burden us with a situation or a load that is heavier than we can bear. Whatever it is that has fallen upon our shoulders, whatever it is that we need to go through, Allah Azza wa Jal has placed it before us, for indeed we are capable of getting through it. So we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us strong enough to get through this. And we know that this is the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we have to do is rely upon our Rabb, is rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not lose hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the beautiful, calming, hopeful statement that whoever relies upon Allah azza wa jal, he azza wa jal is sufficient for him. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. He is the one that has put us into these various situations. He is the one, azza wa jal, who will take us through and take us out of these situations as well. It's important to also find something to help us to keep our calm, to help us to keep the balance and the serenity of life. And that lies in the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one ensures that they make time for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their lives, then that person will find that despite the storms of life, they tend to find the center and the calm. They tend to find the comfort and the satisfaction of their hearts. And what do they find it in? They find it in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal says in the Holy Quran, pay heed only in the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal is the satisfaction of hearts. So no matter where it is that we might be going to look for this peace, the serenity, the satisfaction of the heart, the itminan of the qalb, we will find it only in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this tells us that no matter what the difficulties, no matter what the stress, no matter how many roles we need to play in our lives, and no matter how busy life gets, we must ensure that we make time to stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, to do the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, to perform salah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do some tasbih, to recite some salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to recite some chapters of the Holy Quran. One might think and one might say that I am so busy, I have so much of stress, I have so many things to see to, where will I find time to be able to engage in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal? Remember that engaging oneself in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is a great coping mechanism for all of those other stresses. And if one is to remove this from their lives, then they will crumble under the stress. But if one is to ensure that this holds a firm place in their lives, then inshallah azza wa jal, they will manage to navigate through and to cope with whatever other stress life throws at them. Most importantly, never neglect prayer. Never neglect prayer. Salah, dua is among the greatest of coping mechanisms. Yes, salah 5 times a day gives us 5 landmarks in our day. It gives us 5 periods when we leave everything else and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we leave everything else and find tranquility of our hearts in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever it be that we were facing, this is our break. Salah is the break from the world. It's time when you leave the world and its stresses and focus upon earning the pleasure of the Creator. It's a means of detaching ourselves for a little while. And this change is what makes us feel rested. This change is what makes us feel rejuvenated. There's a beautiful saying in English as well, that change is as good as rest. Yes, change is as good as rest. For indeed, when we change our situation and then come back to whatever it is that we were doing, we feel rejuvenated. We feel like it's a fresh start. And so, if you're trying to work on something and it feels like we have brain block, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to get ahead, it's a wonderful opportunity to break away from that and engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later on, we'll get back to it. And when we do get back to it, you find that it's a fresh start because you've broken your mind away from that. But if one thinks that I will go to perform salah, I will engage in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal whilst thinking about all the problems I have, all the stresses I have, whilst thinking about the solution to other problems, then indeed, they're not giving themselves that break from life. Whilst if you broke away and performed salah and then got back to your tasks, you have given yourself the break that your mind, your body, your heart has required, and thus when you return to your tasks, you return much more fresh. Sayyidina Hudhaifah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that whenever any important matter or something troubling happened to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would turn to prayer. For indeed in prayer is the answer to our problems. For indeed in prayer is the solution to our difficulties, is the solution to our problems. That is our sanctuary. That is where we find solace. That is our opportunity to reconnect with our Creator and receive clarity and relief from the stress of the world. Importantly, we must find time and we must set our minds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can and will, inshallah azza wa jal, grant us relief from our difficulties. We just need to turn to Allah azza wa jal and supplicate. Make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, He has power over all things. He azza wa jal is all powerful. He azza wa jal can remove our difficulties and grant us strength to navigate through those challenges that we were ought to go through. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us that make dua to Allah azza wa jal with unwavering certainty of His response. So when we turn to Allah azza wa jal and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should have firm conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our du'as. For indeed, He azza wa jal, who has given us the opportunity to turn to Him and to plead in His court, to supplicate in His court for the removal of our difficulties, for ease through our challenges, He azza wa jal will indeed accept our du'as, inshaAllah azza wa jal. So pour out your heart. Pour out your heart in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He, our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala, will listen to our pleas. He, our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala, will answer our pleas. Just be patient. Even though it might not seem like the solution has come immediately, it might seem as if the solution is still to come, or at times we may not even see the solution coming, but be patient. For indeed, in patience is great rewards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us in the Holy Quran that, O believers, seek help from patience and salah. Indeed, Allah azza wa jal is with those who are patient. And that is how and where we find the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in adopting patience, in adopting sabr. That perhaps it might not seem to be working out right now, but we are hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us our solutions, will grant us the solutions that we very much need very soon, insha'Allah ta'ala. But if it does take time, we are not going to give up patience. For indeed, in patience as well, there are much rewards. In patience as well, there are much rewards. So whilst you are being patient, you are still receiving thawab. You are receiving rewards as well. So don't give up that patience. Keep the mind positive. Don't let it stray. Shaitan will try to bring in hopelessness, but don't let the mind move towards negativity. Stay positive. Think of the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Indeed, people feel very stressed when they feel they have too much of stresses. But imagine if people focused on all the wonderful things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, then indeed they will feel overcome by gratitude. And that is a wonderful answer to the challenges that we do face when we are under stress. Become grateful. Be grateful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are grateful, we will receive more and more to be grateful for. Alhamdulillah. This is a common rule of the world that people tend to overlook. Be grateful. We will receive more to be grateful for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Holy Quran, if you are grateful, I will henceforth give you more. If you are grateful, I will henceforth give you more. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Don't we want more blessings? Don't we want more goodness? Yes, we have much goodness. We have many blessings. But when we are grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases His blessings upon us. And importantly, in order to have a healthy mind, we have to ensure that we try to live healthy lives and ensure a healthy body. Try to develop a healthy lifestyle, a lifestyle in which we have a proper diet, we exercise regularly, and we take sufficient rest. This keeps the body strong, and being strong is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized that the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah azza wa jal than the weak believer, while there is good in both of them. There is good in the weak believer and the strong believer, but the strong believer is better and is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, we want a healthy mind. We need to ensure that we try to keep a healthy body and build community support structures. There are people who are also going through stresses. Everyone is going through stresses, but we become a means of supporting each other and thus lightening the loads of the next person. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a believer is like a brick for another believer, one supporting the other. If we just look towards a wall doesn't stand on just one brick. Every brick plays its role in supporting the next brick to build that wall. And we are like bricks unto each other. That we should support each other. We should give each other some assistance. We should be the shoulder that someone else can lean on. And then we too could lean on others. And building the support structure will help us to navigate through a stressful life and make it one of joy, happiness, and tranquility. And these were some beautiful Islamic guidances on how we can cope with stress, keeping our hopes pinned on the mercy of our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to cope and navigate well through whatever the stressful situations it is that we feel, and may our hopes always be pinned on our beloved Creator, الله سبحانه وتعالى آمين بجاه خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
The challenges of youth O youth in the path of Islam stand tall O youth in the path of Islam stand tall With patience and prayer you shall not fall With patience and prayer you shall not fall